new old dads, but we're really just two new dads, and we're really just two girl dads going through it together. Yes, here we are. We're here again. Holy shit, guys.
I don't know if it gets better or worse.
It definitely gets worse. Holy.
Either way, I'll take it.
Dude, Patrick, again, we're here. Thank you, sir, for joining in on the podcast.
Yes. Sunday night here in Indianapolis, Indiana. Greetings, everybody. Greetings, Joe. Joe just came off of a family trip. I'm curious to hear about it.
Yeah, I told him, I said, we'll wait to talk about the family trip until we get on the podcast itself. So that's what we're doing.
Boom.
Okay, we're here.
I can't wait to hear it.
I mean, it's not that exciting. I mean, it was. I got a week off, had a nice vacation with my family. Devin, Carrie, and I spent some time together starting last Monday. So tonight's Sunday night or on July 12th, 2020. And
you've been gone a whole week almost?
Yeah. Technically, I had like 10 days. Sucks that we're here on Sunday night because I want more. Because I know we probably won't get that time again, probably ever, you know, in all seriousness. I'd like to try to take one more week off or at least try to, because of paternity leave, you know, that's something that people should look into when they're having a baby is whether or not you get paternity leave with your work.
Right. Do you?
So technically the answer is yes, but I have to use my vacation first.
I see.
So. How's that work? Like, why is that fair?
Well,
I love Wish TV. I think they take care of us, but in general, like that's a rule that I know that a lot of places have. They especially for the women, which makes no sense to me. Mm. Women should just have paid time off for being women, for having babies.
Sure. Maternity leave.
Just give it to them. Yeah. But like they have to use vacation first in some places and then sick days.
Yeah. Yeah.
Fuck yourself with that shit. I'm on one today, Patrick. Fired
up. Are you on? Are you on that topic?
I'm just honorary. I'm cranky from the week because you know how it is at the end of a vacation.
Yes.
And but we went. What'd you say?
You just got home tonight.
Yeah, we got home this afternoon after a flight.
Oh.
So we got on the. Okay. So. We were connecting from Raleigh. So let me just go real quick. We went the beginning of the week, we were here in Indy and we just did like a staycation thing. Like literally we took our new boat out 2 days on a Sunday, you know, you were with us Sunday. And then we took it out again Monday with Devin and two of his buddies went tubing. Great time.
Cool.
Tuesday it was hot as all get out, man. Yeah. It was super hot here. And it's been that way for like 3 weeks now. But we just hung out at the house, did nothing. And then Wednesday, we were like, let's go to Freedom Springs, which is this like Greenwood, little place in Greenwood that's like a water park. So I show up and I'm like, I'm in. And, you know, we're going to be a super cool dad. I'm going to go out with Devin and his little buddies. We're going to go down the water slides. We're going to play. You know, they got friends. So it's kind of cool because I can take a break. I don't have to be around them the whole time. And I get there and they're like, oh, yeah, we don't sell day passes because of coronavirus.
What?
Yeah, I was like, that's ridiculous. I'm buying a day pass. They're like, no, we don't sell them. It's like a state thing that you're not allowed to have anything but season passes. So I'm like, this is ridiculous. This is stupid. So, and one of his buddies, one of Devin's buddies, only had $20 on him. You know how much a day pass is or a season pass is, Patrick?
$80. $100.
Yeah, I mean, $1,000 with what we're talking about.
What? So
everything's $1,000 on this show.
I should've.
No, it was $67. So for me to go for the day, and meanwhile, you know, we got to get ready for a trip because on Thursday, the next morning at 3 a.m., we are going to North Carolina. I'm driving to North Carolina, and then we flew back today because I had flights for Charleston and point being we canceled half of the trip and then we drove the other half so that it was safe because ultimately we were safe at my dad's house in North Carolina. We didn't really go anywhere.
Gotcha.
So here we go, right? So I'm like, screw this. I'm not freaking paying $150 for a day, because I'm not going. I maybe go one more time. Maybe.
Right.
And like, honestly, we have another pass that we can just like, you know, use. It was just annoying. So that happened this week. And then I got Carrie's car fixed, but it was a blessing in disguise, which I find with a lot of this stuff is I had a chance to go knock out some things before we left for our trip. And then I went and rented the car, and then we drove down to North Carolina. We saw my dad. He's got a great pool. He's got a great house. He like lives on a bunch of land, and we just kind of like hung out, and we met my step nephew. So my stepbrother's son, Dallas, who's 18 months old, for the first time.
Oh, that's cool.
Never met him before. And he's really cute. He's really, really funny. Yeah. He like when he's in it, he yells, but he honestly has no expression. Like you'll be doing stuff and he might smile every once in a while, but like, yeah, he's got like a stoic look. Like he's just super stoic. And then we met the 18 month old dog, my dad's new puppy. You can still consider him a puppy. He's 18 months old. His name's Elvis. He's an all black German Shepherd, all black, huge, huge puppy, huge. Cool. So we got to meet both those dudes. We hung out. It was nice to catch up with my dad. I played golf with him. Me, Carrie kind of relaxed. We all just didn't really do very much. And then we flew back today. And don't you know, we took a connecting flight in Charlotte. We got to Charlotte just fine. It was about a 20-minute flight from Raleigh. It was ridiculous. We get off. We're like, all right, here we go. Last thing we have to do before we get home. We're going to get home at 1 o'clock this afternoon. It was great. Fucking plane. Fucking stupid fucking plane broke. Like, who couldn't take off? So then we had to leave. And all I could think about.
I'm sorry.
And the moral of this story, Patrick, is I hate it now. But imagine having a newborn with you at the exact same time.
Dude, you're so far
ahead. Oh, I just want to make sure. I just want to make sure everybody that I look back on this moment with you all and you, Patrick, and just realize that it's not that bad, Joe. Like, right? Shut the fuck up, Joe Malone. Anyway, that was a little synopsis of the vacation. So it was a good trip. It just sucks. I got to go back. Not to mention, I did some business. I did pretty well over the last couple of weeks, so I'm excited to get back to work to, you know, knock it out of the park.
Right on, brother. Right on. I like your style. Hey, by the way, were your ears ringing Thursday night?
Mm. By chance.
Your name came up, Eric. We had Eric Oakey karaoke at the tavern, and Eric at one point said, "You know what we need right now? We need some Joe on the go."
And I was nowhere to be found. I was thousands of miles, hundreds of miles away.
You needed a little bit of you at that moment.
Well, why do you think we sing every episode?
All right, right. Exactly.
Fun.
Exactly.
Because I like to sing. You like to sing.
Yeah.
Karaoke. I'm glad it's back. Karaoke at Behringer's. This episode is sponsored by Karaoke at Behringer's Tavern. Reestablished.
Yes. Eric Oakey. Come on.
Eric Oakey.
I sang a song to Violet and Angie.
No, you did? For real?
Lady by the Little River Band.
Ooh.
Do that one.
You okay. Do like classics.
I'll give myself a B minus on that, on my version.
I'll give you an A plus on effort, though. That's beautiful, dude.
Yes. So that was.
How is everybody doing? How's Angie doing? How's Violet doing?
As good as can be. We had another ultrasound on Friday, and I want to talk about that a little bit.
And, yeah, we heard. You know, obviously Angie and Carrie are texting. Excuse me.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
It so, was interesting news. So,
yeah, you want me to talk about it right now?
Yeah, I mean, if you don't mind, let's tell everybody what's going on.
Yeah. So we had the full, I'll call it the full body scan, ultrasound,
sonogram.
Well, produced by the sonogram, right? By the way, a sonogram is a very impressive looking piece of machinery. I've sold some high end stuff in my past. And that's some high-end freaking technology right there, dude.
Hey, oh my probably God. Why it sticks in your brain every episode. Holy
cats, super impressive. Unbelievable technology. Anyway, I was able to get in the room for the first time.
Oh.
This was doctor visit number 3. And this is the first one I was able to be there and witness, you know, to be part of it and what have you. And so that was super cool. They splash it up on a big screen in the room, and they go through and, you know, put the jelly on the belly, and you got the little wand, and you know, just like everybody knows it to be. And it was just amazing, man. I mean, the detail, holy, it's just.
Oh, so did you get like the 3D version? Because there's, I've heard.
Yes.
Oh, you did?
Oh, yeah. So the features, she was struggling to get the angles that she wanted to because the baby was flipping around and doing all this stuff, right? And so she just.
A little rocket.
Yeah, exactly. She was totally kicking, and she had her hands behind her back, and she's like, you know, she knows she's totally showing off for this event. That's our conclusion. Anyway, during that ultrasound, we discovered, you know, she had the appointment after the fact, and I kind of screwed up. I didn't put two and two together that her, after the ultrasound, she basically walked down to the hall, down the hall to her doctor's office. And I didn't put two and two together that this would be a post ultrasound, you know, they would break down the ultrasound. I just didn't think about it. It's my first visit, right?
Sure.
And where I've been able to be on site. And so after the ultrasound, I drove back down to work, you know, went and witnessed that. And she said, yeah, I'm going to run down. Okay, cool. So I started driving back down to work. I had to give a presentation. And I get back down to work. It's about 40 minutes away from Carmel to Greenwood. And I'm sitting there, and the phone starts ringing. And it's Angie. And I'm like, I'm literally right before I'm about to present for about 15, 20 minutes, right? Some business stuff, some biz. And so she calls me. You know, not of the ordinary. I clicked her back saying, hey, can I call you later? And then she calls me again. And I said, hey, I'm presenting here in about 15, 20 minutes. And she said, I really need to talk to you. Right. That kind of happened. Like, oh, what?
Oh no.
Cats. Right. And, I was not practiced in the whole transition from the woman that does the ultrasound. And
yeah,
the
doctor. Yeah, whatever.
Her talk was all very.
Sounds like you're giving excuses to our audience right now, Patrick.
I walked out of it. I'm like, no, but I walked out of it. I'm like, hey, everything's great. Just
yeah,
because
yeah, no,
like,
sure.
Hey, here's the femur, and here's the this and the that, and there's five of these and five of those. And anyhow, so she calls and she said, listen, our baby has hydronephrosis. And she was very upset, and she was, you know, probably blaming herself for something that she had no control of. That's
no
just
control.
Yeah. And that, but that's just her. Right. And she's like, right. Wrong. Anyway, to break it down, to explain it to you, like you're a second grader, Joe, how's that?
Yeah. Basically, that's what I do for a living.
Right. So basically between the kidneys, the two kidneys, there's a tube that feeds them, right? That nourishes them through this time, and I suppose going forward. And you and I probably have that too, you know, just never really paid attention to it. But anyhow, one of them is super skinny, and it's not giving enough nourishment to one of the kidneys. Yeah. And so one of the kidneys is smaller than the other, basically. And so there's really two outcomes. There's one over the next 6 months, right? Because over the next four and a half months, it either repairs itself and that tube, you know, widens out. So it's just basically a bottleneck, right?
Right.
And, or when she's born, they do a, you know, not as invasive as a full on surgery, but ultimately they go through the urethra and make that tube bigger. Right, kind of burrow it, do whatever. I don't know, properly burrow it out, stretch it out, whatever. But anyhow, that's and she was just very scared, and I was like, oh my gosh, what's this? And then she went and did her research and found out that it's quite common. Her sister's baby had the same thing. I can't hear you, dude. I can't hear you. Are you trying to say something? Just so you know, I can't hear you. I can see you talking, but I can't hear you. So I'll just keep going. Anyhow, it was scary only from my perspective because, you know, she was calling and she's like, I need to talk to you right now. And I'm like, oh my gosh, what is this? And she was upset. Like I said, she was crying on the phone. And ultimately, it turned out, you know, to be this condition, like I said, called hydronephrosis. And so yeah, just kind of got to hurry up and wait, you know, see what the next few months hold. She goes into more ultrasounds now, or she has more ultrasounds.
Yeah, makes sense.
You know what I mean? So, yeah, or, you know, like I said, they patch it up, right?
So that's something we'll have to follow along with you, buddy, as we hear. But obviously it sounds relatively positive. I mean, from what Carrie told me, about an 80% chance that there could be or 20% chance, 80% positivity, 20% that something could go wrong. But, hey, listen, we've been blessed. You know, part of this podcast is whether or not when this stuff really happens to us, you know, we got, you know, it's kind of interesting to share it with our listeners.
Totally.
You know, right. As is, you know,
we
as
we take this journey, right?
It, right.
Be
right.
Real about the whole thing from now until whenever, hopefully the next 15 years, right?
Wouldn't that be 15.
18, whatever.
Bro. Oh, you're going to get kick her out at 15? Listen, get out of here, kid. We're done with you. Yeah, that's, I'm glad to hear that Angie's okay. And then it could be worse, but obviously it's not something that, we take lightly
right
here. So we'll keep everybody abreast of how Angie's feeling, but you guys are at 20 weeks. That's a big, major milestone.
Holy
God. About 17 more weeks left. Is that what it is? It's like,
yeah.
Or is that really what it, no way.
Blows me away.
No way. Is it really? What?
I don't know.
Did I mess that up?
Halfway there. It's halfway there.
37 weeks. Yeah, it's 17 more weeks.
Yeah, so we're basically, they call it the halfway there in the book. In Adrian Culp's We're Pregnant, the First Time Dad's Pregnancy Handbook.
Mr. Adrian.
We're halfway there. And what I found out interesting was he's talking about choosing potential baby names at this point. It's like, oh, yeah. God, I was done with that a month ago.
You're like, next. What else you got, Adrian? Come on, bro. You know,
as long as a banana.
As long as a banana.
Yeah, as long as a banana.
I love it. Yeah, we're the size. We're at week 17. So, you know, a couple weeks ago, you guys heard Patrick talk about it. But from my perspective, just a little reminder. Week 17, the baby's the size of a pomegranate,
yes,
or an onion. We got 23 weeks to go. I heard another one the size of a cassette tape. Carrie, we and I were...
A cassette tape. Oh, man.
So something you would appreciate there, Patrick.
Are you kidding me? I have several. Maxell.
So here's some good stuff. Carrie's finally got her appetite back. She's been eating a lot better and drinking a lot more water, which was a problem for a while. We were a little nervous. The other thing is we're at that point where the morning sickness is definitely on a slowdown, but the headaches are here still. So we tried something very interesting, pickle juice.
Pickle juice has
all the electrolytes, but it doesn't have as much sugar as Gatorade. So if Angie's having problems, try a pickle juice.
Yeah.
And also the organic stuff, the stuff that's not necessarily, you know, they got the food colorings and stuff in it. So
sure. So it's helped, the pickle juice.
Yeah. So it was my dad and Susan, my stepmom's idea, because they're really into health. And she was like, you should try pickle juice. And Carrie's like, all right. Like, you know, at this point, we don't, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
And no judgment on my stepmom or my dad. I love their ideas. So when they present that stuff, I'm like, oh, yeah. And especially where we were in person, man, we had such a good time with them. It was really fun. Yeah. They had a pool and stuff. So it was great to hang out and then talk, because we're talking baby shower too. I guess our freaking planning baby showers.
Right.
And now with what we're dealing with, what the fuck, dude? We got to do a freaking virtual one. There's no way we can do a person with coronavirus.
Because we sent out our invites. I mean, you may or may not have received it. Now that you say that.
I didn't get one.
Oh, you'll get one. It's coming.
Are you sure?
It's coming. God, now that you say that, I hadn't even really thought about it, right? We're like, we set this up down at the tavern. And we're keeping it as simple and cost effective as can be by having.
Sure. I mean, it's a little different for you guys. I mean, just in general of distance for family members. For me, all my family's on the East Coast. So
I get it. No,
so I'm going to do. You're going to truck carry out. I'm going to put her in the back of a truck bed and get her out there.
No, no. Yeah, I hear you, dude. That's, I didn't even think about that fact that we might have to call off our baby shower. You know, you just never know. I mean, at minimum, everybody will be wearing masks, which no big deal.
We are going through something that no other males have gone through during pregnancy in history.
The ones that are right with us. I mean, that's yeah. Straight up.
Come up with a Corona pregnancy male up father group. Anyway, long story short, our listeners should be that. And that's probably what those listeners are. But anyway, so that's interesting. We're going to start planning that stuff. We got Carrie. I wanted to tell you one more thing before we move on to the next phase here, is that Carrie started feeling the baby kicking around. So yes. That was good. Or like at least a little bit of pressure where she hadn't felt pressure before. And on the airplane, Devin and I both felt like we felt a little something moving inside her stomach. So
just tonight when we were sitting on the couch before we hopped on here, Angie was like, hey, you need, give me your hand. You got to feel this, and put it over on her belly. And I could not feel anything, but it's really kicked in since Saturday. For whatever reason, all of a sudden she's like, holy cats, this baby won't slow down. So we were thinking maybe her mom and dad visited on Saturday. So we were thinking that maybe Violet Jean was excited that grandma and grandpa were coming. So that's what we believe.
Is that their names? Is that what you guys, that's what they're going to be
Violet Jean.
Right? No. I know Violet Jean.
I'm sorry. What was your question?
No, yeah. Listen to my question. The parents. What are you guys gonna? Because like that's a thing, is like naming. So my dad is named because Dallas, the 18-month-old buddy that we met this weekend, he calls my dad and Susan Nana and Pop Pop or Papa, Papa and Nana. You know, what are you gonna? What's Violet Jean gonna call her grandparents?
That's a good question. I'm going to let her choose. I'm going to let the grandparents educate her on what they want to hear from her. You know, hopefully that'd be neat, right?
Well, it's your job to make sure that Violet knows. Gia or
right.
Which, by the way, we might be switching the name up. We don't know. Big news here coming.
Really?
Yeah, we don't know. We just don't want to Carrie and I kind of agree with Carrie after a while that, you know, why are we stuck with making her name Gia at 17 weeks? Like, maybe we feel more comfortable. Maybe she comes out and she's like, no way is she a Gia. She's a Nova or something else. But the whole name thing is you have to make sure that the grandparents are getting called what they want to be called.
Yeah. No, that's a good point. To reinforce that, is that what you're saying? So if my stepfather,
brainwash is a great word for it.
So if my stepfather, Patrick is his name. My stepdad's name is Pat as well. So if Pat comes to me and says, Pat, I'd like you to make sure that she calls me Grandfather Thurman. I guess that's what I got to do.
Yeah.
Hello, Grandfather Thurman.
Grandfather Thurman. Yeah, you actually... Yeah, like my grandma growing up was Grandma Barnish. And then we had Grandma Melillo and Grandpa Melillo and Grandpa Barnish. Yeah. So we had four, you know, and my four grandparents. And my mom was like, if she calls me Grandma Barnish, I'm going to fucking flip. so we like the little names, like, because Devin calls his other grandma, Carrie's mom, Nana. We love Nana and Papa Ed. Gotta love Papa Ed.
That's cool.
And my mom is going to, I think it'll be Grandma Jay. I think that's a good one, Grandma Jay. So we'll see.
I have to tell you something. This is, I can hear my texts in my earphones.
Yeah.
Yeah,
we can hear them too, Patrick.
You can? For real? Yeah. Anyway, one of them's from the good doc, from my wife. And she's saying, talk about how she loves princesses and kicks during the movie. She's been so Saturday morning I took a beautiful photo of Angie reading Alice in Wonderland to our baby and to Lorelai, our dog. They were out in that front patio area, if you will, porch, and she was reading to them. And I just, could that be any sweeter? Could that be any cooler? So I took a shot of it, a snapshot, and I sent it to my sister and my mom. And, you know, they melted and told them the story behind the shot. But anyway, she's been kind of on a binge of Disney movies and wanting, you know, so badly to introduce Violet to all the Disney princesses. Yeah. And has bought some Disney princess gear and is literally watching all of the Disney movies that have princesses in them. And making sure that it's turned up loud so Violet can hear it. So
she's must be freaking loud in your house.
Oh yeah, kidding me? You know, Angie. Yeah,
great idea. Love it. Love it. Yeah, my wife's watching Desperate Housewives right now. So,
well, hey, you know,
my daughter's coming out saying it's gonna be saying like Beverly Hills, like Beverly Hills.
Forget about it.
Well, that's great, dude. It sounds like you guys are really taking this horse by the reins, and at least Angie, you know, sorry to hear. It sounds like she still has a little bit of, you know, morning sickness. But how about this? Let's go with what's did you learn anything that you didn't know? I mean, I think I know the answer, but why don't you answer it?
Did I learn anything that I didn't know since last week?
About pregnancy, yeah.
About pregnancy?
Remember, that's what we do every episode, Patrick. We bring people something that we learned that we didn't know.
Well, golly, to be honest with you, man, I was so taken back by the technology of that sonogram and the ultrasound. I was just, my gosh, just unbelievable. I mean, they were talking, you know, in the next 3-4 months, I expect we'll be able to see the features and be able to go, oh my gosh, she's got my nose, or she's got Angie's ears. I mean, it's that detailed where we'll be able to, yeah, we will be able to see features that are either Angie's or mine or my mom's, or, you know, the whole thing. Mm. We'll be able to tell, we'll be able to see that on the ultrasound. I'm certain of it. It's so anyway, I didn't know the technology was so advanced. And I'm grateful that it is, right? We were kind of talking about, you know, can you imagine being where we're at right now in the 1930s, dude?
Yeah, no way. Yeah, we wouldn't even know she's pregnant yet.
Unbelievable, right? I mean, what
the hell's wrong with her? Why is she throwing up so much?
I can't even imagine what the mortality rate was back then. Just all the things that can happen.
Oh yeah. You know? Yeah. Unbelievable. Well, thank God we're not there. So.
But like I said, yeah, I'm so grateful for the technology. So that's what I didn't know. I didn't know the technology was so advanced. I knew it had to be good, but it's way better than I thought.
That's really good. And yeah, I'd have to say something that, you know, I don't really have something this week, but something that is interesting to me is the virtual looking of how much stuff there is for pregnancy in general, if you just look for it. So like my dad literally sent me a virtual shower planning website. Like it's a company that plans virtual wedding or virtual showers for you. So we might be doing it at Behringer's just virtually. You know, well, I'll do it too. Well, I don't know if Gary wants a Behringer's. But it's a great way to keep everybody together and
think of that possibility, dude, until tonight, until you brought that up, that, you know, there's a possibility we can't have the shower. We got to have it virtually. And it's like, it's stupid. What a bummer.
My wife doesn't get, it's not fair. We got our wedding canceled by a hurricane. So that was thrown out the window. Just stuff happens to us that happens to nobody else. I mean, granted, coronavirus canceled a bunch of people's weddings, right? So that happened. Right. Right. But we were like, you know, in 2017, it was crazy. Like Irma just freaking canceled our wedding, like huge, beautiful wedding. And then I had hurricane insurance, got our money back, and then replanned it here in Indy and ran it again. And obviously we tried to do it outside, and sure enough, it rained. So It's just, that's the kind of shit that just goes on with us. It's like, oh, we're going to have a baby during a pandemic. Okay. Like
why wouldn't we?
Dude, you're the man. This is a lot of fun, dude. I'm really having fun.
Me too. I'm trying to think if there's anything more that I can pass along, Joe, that,
we had tips and research. That's always next, but then we do predictions on what's coming next. So
real quick. Okay. I predict that I'll be buying Angie some gluten-free cupcakes in the very near future. How's that?
Your predictions are always like, I'm going downstairs to get a water in an hour.
Well, that's because I've got some control, right? I want my predictions to come true.
Yeah.
So she says, listen, we're at the midway point. I think there's two things you should do for me. She said, one, I think you should take me to Milktooth for brunch on Sunday, which was today. Milktooth, wonderful.
Did you do it?
We went to Milktooth today. And she said, and the other thing is, I think you should order me some gluten-free cupcakes from my favorite cupcake place. And actually, I was a little ahead of that one. About a month ago, I attempted to order her some gluten-free cupcakes from this place. And they must have just cut back on production. They had stopped producing gluten-free products at that point because of the COVID. And so now they must be back to full capacity and they're making them again. And so So that's in my date book. That's in my planner.
Good job. Way to predict that. Way to go. Predict something that's going to happen. Great job, dude.
Gluten-free.
Predict a chore.
Thanks for the errand, babe.
So, yeah, thanks for the errand, babe. Thanks, babe. Yeah, I guess so. My prediction, or you know, something I guess we're looking forward to is that this room, this nursery, is going to get going a lot faster, sooner rather than later. If not, I mean, as soon as I get the wallpaper, it's on because. Yep. We have the stuff in the registry, so it's interesting. Just, you know, it's empty right now, as you can see behind me, Patrick.
Yeah.
Basically, yeah. The crib and
a couple other things.
But
we got a crib. That's about all we got.
Yeah, so that's my prediction, is that we're going to be making sure that people – I mean, making sure that we start doing the nursery. Yeah. And, guys, you know, this is – you know, the if you have questions or – stuff that you want to talk about with us, we're open to it. We're always around. Just hit us up on the Facebook page. And as you guys know, on the All Indiana Podcast Network, on Wish TV's podcast network, we are the only and best pregnancy dad podcast on that network, for sure.
Unbelievable. It's unbelievable.
I didn't get to see you this week, though. Well, I guess I did see you a week ago. It was the last time I saw you.
Right? Last Sunday.
Yeah, last Sunday. So we'll hope to see everybody again. Patrick, is there other stuff that you want to talk about tonight? I mean, it's kind of been a little bit off kilter.
Nah, it's all right. That happens. Not really. I mean, we're just going to watch this condition very closely, right? Just keep up on that, and we'll pass along any information that we get regarding that. So I guess when it comes to you know, something that we're focused on, aside from preparing for the arrival of Violet.
Only 17 weeks.
I know. I mean, we're obviously...
Well, technically it's 20, but, you know, 17, she could come anytime after 17 weeks from now.
For real. Golly, dude, that blows me away.
Dude, you're halfway there.
I know. Lubai.
Shit, what are we doing? We're running out of time, man. Let's go. Shit, I got to make money. I got to make so much more money. Oh my God, getting scared. Well, we'll watch. Thanks, Patrick. And you know, I appreciate you being open with us. And I'm really sure Angie is really okay with it, obviously. So we really appreciate it.
She absolutely wants. I ran in there and I was like, what's that called again, babe? What do we have? That's why I had to leave the room right before the podcast.
Thank you, sir, and thank you everybody for listening. As you know, I'm Joe Melillo. This is Patrick O'Donnell. Yes. And we are the new old dads. And Patrick, lead us, send it off here.
Oh golly, I should research this.
No, this is the best. Go off the cuff.
Off the top of my head. Golly, let's see. Your best day, Joe, is to make your greatest day is the day you make somebody their greatest day. How's that?
Oh my God.
Give somebody their greatest day.
I love it.
Your greatest day is the day you give somebody their greatest day.
Oh my God, I love it. I love it. I can't believe it's that. Thank you, everybody. We'll see you later.